What is good, people of the internet, wherever you are listening from? This is Zaddy Bree Radio, episode 1. I feel extremely humbled, extremely blessed that there was such a high demand for me to do a podcast, that so many people wanted to hear just me talk. I think that's amazing, and I hope to make these as consistent as possible. But today, I really wanted to get into the nitty-gritty. Before I get started, a lot of you guys know what I do already, but for those who might have had a friend or a family member pass this on to them, my name is Bree Hall. I am a recent college graduate. I'm an artist in all facets of the word artist. You know, I can also be a nerd too, quite science-y if I need to. And I have over 500,000 subscribers on YouTube, which is pretty still crazy to me. I'm still kind of in, I wouldn't even say disbelief. I'm in belief. I've always known that, you know, I was going to do something cool in this world. And I feel like this is just an extension of, you know, my purpose here. So that's really awesome. And thank you guys so much for following me. So without further ado, I want to jump right into things. And I was debating for a while about what I wanted to talk about on this podcast. There's so many topics, but then I realized, you know, I do want this to be consistent, so I should just go with my heart and go with the first thing that I felt the most passionate about. And today, that was working on yourself and your story. You know, a lot of you have seen over the past couple of years, I have been helping people for a while. I love motivating and inspiring others, but it has been in the recent few months that I have noticed a significant amount of people saying that I have really, really, really been helping them and inspiring them to be their best selves. And that is all due to the fact that I started helping myself. So I wanted to talk about the importance of helping yourself first, because I am better able to help others now that I am better helping myself. When we get this idea of self-help, I really think there are some misconceptions. We think of getting our nails done as an expression of self-love, or getting our hair done, running a hot bath for ourselves, doing a face mask. And yes, these all are ways to love yourself. However, I want y'all to think about it like this. Let's break it down. Let's get real. Imagine if you're dating somebody, right? And that person only caters to your external. They take you to get your hair done. They pay for you to get your nails done. They, you know, pay for facials. They even buy you clothes and shoes and all that stuff, but they never once take a look inside of you. I'm gonna tell you what'll happen. You're gonna feel lonely as hell. It's not gonna be as satisfying as a person that really takes the time to invest in all parts of you and all facets of your being, emotionally, mentally, spiritually, your soul. So what I wanna say is, why not express that type of self-love to you? You shouldn't only be buying yourself material things. You shouldn't only be investing in face masks and the external, though external upkeep does make you feel good. When you walk out the house, you're like, I'm gonna make it look sexy in the Kendrick Lamar voice. But the best feeling and the hardest part of self-love is really digging deep and doing that internal spiritual work on yourself. And that's the hardest work to do, because it's the hardest work to confront those deep emotional parts of yourself. But I want you to think of yourself as your life partner. You know, you want to challenge yourself like a partner would challenge you. You know, if you're acting crazy, doing the most, and you're just crying and doing all that, you want a partner who's going to be like, hey, sit down. You know, let's get to the bottom of this. Let's figure out what's wrong. Your partner's going to help you come to these conclusions on your own. So I need y'all to start doing that with yourself. If you're already doing it, keep going. So ask yourself, you know, things. Challenge yourself. Step out of your comfort zone. Those are all very important. You don't want to just be materially self-loving yourself, because, you know, if you're doing that and a partner would do that and make you feel lonely, and you're doing that to yourself, and then you wonder why you're feeling lonely. It all kind of adds up, right? You know? And then I kind of wanted to talk more about the challenge that I started on my channel this week. Y'all really have been coming hard at this challenge. Today's day two. We're moving into day three in a few hours. I'm on the East Coast, so it's about 10 something here. And yeah, that's why I did that challenge, because I don't want to spew a bunch of self-love bullshit to you guys and then not have anything for you to follow. You know, say this is what you should be doing. This is what you, I'm not going to tell you which way to go, but I am going to present things to you that will help you, you know, challenge yourself and make those decisions. If you haven't seen the challenge, go check it out. My YouTube channel name is at Bree Hall. It's my most recent video called the Change Your Mindset in 30 Days Challenge. So basically the video will explain the rules more, but the basis is cutting out conventional TV and music for a month and replacing it with motivational content, podcasts, audiobooks, inspiration, and just to promote your learning and growth. And why am I having you do this? Oh, like, Bree, why do I have to sacrifice these songs I love and all that in order to, you know, better myself? Can't I have both? And you definitely can. But there's something much deeper with this challenge, because you are literally choosing your growth. You're choosing to challenge yourself. You're choosing to better yourself. Every time that you get the opportunity to watch a Ratchet TV show or watch a TED Talk, you're at a crossroads right now, and you have to really look at yourself and say, am I choosing me right now? Am I going to choose short-term relief and happiness, which a lot of the world does, or am I going to be excellent? Am I going to be superior? Am I going to be superb and choose something that's going to affect me forever? As I said, I did this challenge a year ago, and the stuff I learned during the first time I did this month without the TV or the radio is still ingrained in me today. So I'm like, wow, this might be stuff that will last me until I'm like old and gray. Rather, the TV shows that I'm watching, they will always be there. You know, after the 30 days, you'll be fine. They will be there. But this is more about putting yourself in an uncomfortable space, getting out of your comfort zone and saying, I can, I will, I'm capable, and I am limitless. So that is why I created this challenge. Definitely go check it out. So the next thing I really want to talk about today, and this will be kind of my final topic as we're just warming up in this podcast, is your story, the importance of your story. Now, every day that you take a breath on this earth, you are writing your story. You are writing it for yourself. And I want everyone to look introspectively at their story and say, how am I writing my story? Am I having difficulties because I am writing my story for my own intentions versus my higher purpose? In the past year, I have done a lot of rewriting of my story. 2016, I've been through some hardships that some probably would not even believe. They'd be like, Bree, how are you not in a fetal position right now, just bawling your eyes out? How are you even functioning? I've had some people who know these hardships say, and the answer is I rewrote my story. You can't, well, actually, I don't like using can't in my vocabulary often. I will say, don't expect to write yourself in the story as a victim of things and cry and worry when you feel like you're being hit by debris or run over by cars or life is just knocking you left and right and backwards and forwards. That's not, you know, something where you're creating a story that allows you to be great. So I rewrote my story. Instead of saying I was the victim of this or the victim of that, I said, you know, depression is venom and anxiety is the Joker, my favorite supervillain, and I am motherfucking Bruce Wayne. Sorry for my young listeners. I do curse sometimes, but it's just, you know, I'm being real. Sorry, guys. I'm like over here fiddling with stuff. But yeah, I'm Bruce Wayne. I'm the hero of my story. And that changed my entire perspective. I said, whoa. So now I feel like anything can come at me. The Batman is almost not invincible. You can see in the movies that, like, Batman gets knocked down, Batman is out. Sometimes Batman even quits, but Batman always comes back for the most part. So when I stopped thinking of myself as like this pedestrian on the street who got hit by debris from a building during a fight scene in the movie, I thought of myself as the superhero. And now when Bane or the Joker, the Riddler, anyone comes at me, I feel like, dang, this might be one of the hardest fights of my life, but I'm still, at the end of the day, at the end of every story, I am the superhero. I am the hero of my story, and you cannot defeat me. You might knock me down. You might give me a little uppercut. You might rock a jaw or two, but you will never, ever defeat me. So I want you listeners to say today, like, whatever you're battling, this will never, ever defeat me. Say it along with me. I don't care where you are. You could be in front of family. They're going to look at you a little while, but that's okay. This will never, ever defeat me. Them staring at you right now, that will never, ever defeat you either. And, yeah, so that's something I just wanted to talk about today. Let me know what you guys think in the comments on SoundCloud right now. Let me know where you're actually listening from, because that would be really super dope. I want to hear where the gang is tuning in from, all my listeners. And also, give me some feedback. Give me some comments. Did you like today's podcast? One thing I would love to see is you guys tell me which topics you want. If you found this motivational and you have a friend or a family member in mind, coworker, anything that you think this would benefit from, I'm not making any type of revenue off of this. I really just genuinely want to promote healing to others and dilute, if not end, as much human suffering as I possibly can. So share that with people. Of course, like, the exposure would be cool on my end, but it, you know, again, I'm not making any financial progress from this. This is purely for just the love of you guys and wanting you to learn some things that I've learned, even if it can be, you know, in advance. Sometimes you gotta learn the hard way so you can teach others. And I strongly believe that I have been through immense suffering, which allows me to empathize with your suffering and understand you in many ways. And I have become so, so strong. And I'm still becoming stronger every day. It's a battle every single day. It's not easy, but whoever said that easy was, you know, fun. I think the challenge makes it all worth it at the end of the day. So again, this is Zaddy Bree Radio. This is episode 1. Let me know what you guys think, and I am signing off. Peace, love, hair grease, all that. I hope y'all have an amazing morning or evening, whatever time you're listening to this, and have a productive day. Y'all better have a productive day. Like, I am not playing. Like, go kill that. Whatever you've been procrastinating on, whatever you need to do after you listen to this, go do it. Run this whole podcast back if you feel like listening to it during your daily tasks is helpful. That would be awesome. And until then, guys, much love. And this is Bree. Peace.